Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
337 on KDKA. You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about since Kerry Luxem was on about the truths that she was talking about as it relates to dealing with other people. Yes, she was talking about you own a restaurant and what do you do for your employees in that restaurant setting? The people who are taking orders, the people who are up front, the house staff, if you will. Exactly what do we do in that regard? And she was talking about leadership. And she was talking about how we take care of our people and how we treat our people. That's not just a restaurant thing. That is not just a restaurant thing at all. That is something that we can use anywhere. And I think it's safe to say that what we're about to talk about next here on the program is something else that a lot of people are seeing everywhere, and that is the use of credit cards, and more than that, the increase that is happening when it comes to credit card fraud. In the first half of 2022, there was a 700% increase in credit card fraud. Skimmers, those illegal devices put on maybe a gas pump or an ATM, point of sale terminals that basically are stealing not only your credit card data, but also your PIN. It is a significant, significant issue. And joining us right now to talk about how that has continued to be an issue is one by the name of Monica Eaton. She is the founder of a company that is called Chargeback 911. And Monica, it is great to have you joining us here on KDKA. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
What's the biggest issue right now when it comes to credit card fraud? Is it these skimmers? Is it people buying something, returning it, trying to get their money back and not pay? I mean, canceling orders? I mean, what's the biggest issue right now?
Man, it is. We have the perfect storm.
Yeah.
It's a combination. I think it's definitely, you know, there's more criminal activity and probably because, of course, the entire ecosystem has changed since COVID. You know, people's behaviors have changed. There's new merchants that are entering, you know, spheres that they've never done any business in. And as a result, all of these different loopholes are being exploited by fraudsters. Plus, you have a lot of consumers that are exploiting the system as well. So I think, you know, we have new everywhere. Mm-hmm. And whenever you have new, then it increases new opportunities, new technology, but also a lot of new challenges for fraud.
Monica, when we think about, you were talking about new businesses, and one of the things that a lot of those small businesses are doing is using, they take a credit card, but they do it through maybe Square, or they do it through PayPal, or they do it through a third-party vendor rather than the traditional way of doing things, because in some cases it may cost them less. They don't have to pay as high a percentage or high a per charge transaction and things like that. Is that part of the issue? I don't see where that's creating fraud, but it's different, right? I mean, it's new, and I think that maybe that is part of what we're dealing with right now. It's not always the way that it's been before.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't think that the problem is isolated to a single processor, or, you know, whether it's Square or whether it's Stripe, etc. It's more related to, you know, people are multitasking, and you know, whenever you lose focus, then, and you are doing things in multiple arenas, you're going to have, you know, more opportunity for risk. So it used to be that a merchant would get one merchant account and that's it. It used to be that a merchant would have a website and they would only sell in the U.S. and that's it.
Yeah.
Today, you have five different merchant accounts. You sell in 20 different countries.
Mm-hmm.
You process in multiple currencies. And you have three different fraud filters.
Right.
And you also have two different CRMs, lots of gateways. And so it's managing the complexities. And not only that, but you sell online. You sell through an app. You sell through the phone. And you also have a store present environment. So I think that's the challenge, is each of these, you know, environments really requires a different set of rules. It's different customer engagement. It's different behaviors. And there's different opportunities to exploit loopholes in each one. And it's very difficult for a retailer to master all at the same time, but it's impossible for a retailer to maintain a competitive edge unless they enter into all these arenas. It's that omni-channel challenge, I think.
Monica Eaton joining us here on KDK. Monica, you've used the term chargebacks a couple of times. Define that for us so we're all on the same page in terms of what you mean and make sure that we understand that.
Sure. So a chargeback is simply when a consumer purchases something, generally an online purchase, and instead of going to the retailer to get a refund, then they go to their bank. Most of the time, they're innocently filed, and they end up creating a fine and a fee for the retailer. The retailer is debited for the transaction, and you can look at it as this kind of a traffic ticket. So it's this irreversible negative statistic, and if a retailer receives too many chargebacks, then they get put on a blacklist, and they can lose their merchant processing account. So they can defend the chargeback, but you can never reverse the negative statistic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you can maybe talk your way out of a ticket, for instance, by going to court, but it doesn't mean that you still don't pay the court costs, right? I mean, there's still something to pay.
Yes, and that negative statistic never erases.
Yes, it's always there. That's on the merchant then, right? I mean, it's not on the consumer. They don't take a black mark onto their record. It's just on the merchant. I mean, is that the biggest issue that is going on right now? You have to take credit cards. If you don't, how do you do online transactions? How do you do, you know, apps? How do you do those sorts of things? And yet at the same time, it's a pain in the you know what to deal with credit cards sometimes. I mean, I see where merchants are coming from.
Oh, sure. No, that statistic is a tremendous issue. And you know, it continues to grow because, I mean, let's face it, we have this issue. I'm sure you've heard of the word frictionless. You know, today's consumer, which is driving trends, we want things instant. We want it fast. We already know that it's secure. We already know that we're protected by our bank. We want instant gratification. And so, you know, this has really created a new standard and a way of doing business across the board. With COVID, there were so many issues that really we lowered all the barriers for consumers. So today, all you need to do to dispute a transaction and get an immediate refund from your bank is go to the app on your phone and press a few buttons. And unfortunately, there's a lot of misunderstandings with regard to what actually happens when you do that.
Yeah.
That creates a penalty for the merchant that you bought from. And even though most of these consumers are honest, it's innocent, they think, hey, this is just more convenient, it's faster, it's instant, why do I need to contact that retailer to cancel my subscription? I can just have my bank do it. Behind the scenes, it's a very bad habit that is getting out of control.
So then should you call the merchant first of all and give them an opportunity to make it right? Is that what you're suggesting?
Absolutely, absolutely. And any merchant is interested in avoiding chargeback.
Yes,
they want to avoid it.
Right.
They believe it or not, every merchant cares about customers. We all need customers. So, yes, consumers should always, you know, advocate and contact that merchant first. Filing a chargeback is not the same as contacting the merchant and getting a refund.
Is it okay to even say to that customer service representative, listen, the last thing I want to do is create a problem with you through a chargeback. Can we make this right? I mean, I'm not saying you're negotiating with them, but if you just let them know that you understand that, are they more likely to hear you and help you?
For sure. Absolutely. I don't think, you know, many consumers, they'll escalate to a manager, they'll escalate to whatever. If a merchant understands, look, you know, I don't want to call my bank.
Yeah.
This is my issue. At the end of the day, I think every merchant is in business to sell their products and make customers happy. They're just as concerned about a bad reputation online as they are about chargebacks. Probably more concerned about chargebacks, to be frank.
Yeah, because that hits them in the bottom line.
They don't want a bad reputation. They want to be able to salvage, you know, a good reputation and take care of these customers.
Monica, this is great. Thank you very, very much. And again, you know, sometimes defining things that you use all the time and that we hear, it doesn't mean that we understand exactly what they are. So thank you for stepping us through these things as it relates to credit card and fraud and chargebacks. I really, really appreciate you jumping on with us today on KDKA.
Absolutely. Have me anytime. Great talking with you.
Very much appreciate it. Monica Eaton, founder of Chargeback 911, talking about these big issues as it relates to merchants and dealing with credit cards and credit card companies and processing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.